We do have some visiting with us tonight, and we want you to know how much we appreciate your coming to be with us in this service. Since this is the final service of this meeting, I want to take a few moments now to make a few personal remarks, and at the end of the lesson tonight, I'll have nothing else to say. I want to thank the elders of the church here for inviting us to come and to work with you in this effort. Sorry I had to miss one night on Monday night, but as we mentioned last night, Brother David Flatt did a very good job in preaching that evening. I'm glad Bobby's better and able to be here with you. I think I can do a little better when she's here, and I'm glad for that. We want to thank all of you for your kindness to us. The hospitality that's been shown to us has been warm and wonderful, and we do appreciate it very much. Several of you have entertained us either in your home or taking us out somewhere to eat, and we appreciate that on your part. And it's been a special treat for us to be with the Willises this week. They've been very gracious in sharing their home with us, and I've done everything I can to help Lewis while I've been here. That's a hard job sometimes. But we've known each other a long time, and I have nothing but the highest regard for him and for the work that he has done and continues to do in the kingdom of God. And it's a special treasure, a special benefit to me as a preacher to be associated with men that I know and love and respect in the kingdom. And we've had visitors from throughout this area to come, some that I haven't seen in a long, long time. And I left Akron 44 years ago when I was very young. And it's good to see some of you who were around at the time that I lived here. And thank you for coming to be with us tonight. The Lord willing, we'll be going home tomorrow and pick up the thread of our life and work in Louisville. I have a couple of more meetings this year before the year is out. And we ask for an interest in your prayers. I want to study with you a little while tonight about some things that Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3. If you want to open your Bibles to that place and follow with me, most of our study will be centered here in this chapter. In this passage, Peter begins by reminding them of the importance of being reminded. He said he wanted to put them in remembrance of things that they had already been taught. Sometimes we forget things that we ought to remember, and we have to be reminded of what our responsibilities are. And that's what Peter's doing in this chapter. And beginning in verse 3 of the chapter, he said, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation or living and godliness?" I want to stop there. We'll read the rest of it a little later. In this passage, Peter speaks of the fact that in the last days, and we are living in the last days and have been ever since the day of Pentecost, that's when the last days began, and that describes this whole era in which we live until the Lord comes. He said, in the last days, throughout the course of them, there will come scoffers or skeptics. That's not something that was to be reserved for the last few of the last days, but through the course of them, this would occur. And he said these scoffers or skeptics would come along, and they would challenge Christians. They'd mock Christians and say, you Christians talk about the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Lord. What makes you think he's coming? All things continue as they always have. The sun comes up and goes down. It gets dark and it's daylight. It's winter and then it's spring and then it's summer and fall. And everything goes on in the cycle just like it always has. It's the doctrine of continuity of all things, which is an essential part, really, of the evolutionary theory. But they'll mock Christians and say, what makes you think that the Lord is coming? And he said they're willingly ignorant of this one thing. Two things, actually, he points out that they're ignorant of. And it's interesting that he said they're willingly or willfully ignorant of them. It's bad to be ignorant, but it's really bad to be willfully ignorant. He said they're ignorant of the fact that there was a flood. There was once a flood. The world was here, everything was going on as it always had until the flood came and took away all of the wicked. Only Noah and his family, only 8 souls, escaped the flood. And he said the earth standing out of the water and in the water by the world being overflowed with water perished. And so the scoffer has forgotten that. It's interesting to me to go to some of the sites where dinosaur bones have been found. There's one out in Utah that I visited one time. And you go through this museum there, and they have a whole hillside that you can see from inside the building there, where they have done excavations there to find